got friends. I got family.
Disrespecting my whole family.
You want to make this family whole again?
You don't turn your back on family.
Your code is about family.
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 I want to get back into that.
Hello.
You know, we could have started casually.
Move your fucking legs, dude.
Okay, there's a little...
Move your goddamn legs. Yeah, but we got to be in the...
There's two seats of... Okay, well then, how about you explain that to me that we're on camera? I didn't know we were going to be on camera. So why don't you explain
how long
that
have you been
me?
Practicing your Boston accent for today?
I mean,
it all morning.
I was doing it, yeah, like silently. I was doing it under my breath.
Hail nail, Brant. That was horrible.
What if I told you that was offensive to me and my people?
What if I told you? What are you doing, a fucking 30 for 30 right now?
I'm just... What if I...
What if I told you that I'm a Bostonian and got offended by racism?
No, it's not racism. It's cultural...
Are you racist? Let's get into it. Are you racist?
It's cultural appropriation.
What percentage of people in Boston are how racist? Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it.
What do you mean, how racist? What's that?
Who is the... What group of people do you hate the most?
What group of people do I hate the most?
Race. Like, by race.
By race. Okay.
Was your family more mad that the Boston bombing happened or that they weren't Arabs who did it?
Good question.
It's we're really getting pressed early.
Yeah.
Okay, we're touching some touchy subjects. Yeah.
Do you support the Tsarnaevs?
So, fuck him, dude.
Okay.
Bro,
trying to figure you out. This is a podcast. We're trying to get to know you from the start.
Fuck those motherfuckers,
bro. You know Kurt Metzger?
Yeah.
He had this great joke about people who like had no idea what had happened and they just saw... He was like, did anyone else, when they read that article about the bombing, they were like, wait a second, dinosaurs did this to us?
That's fun. You were there, right?
I was.
Nice.
Dude, is there any way I could turn these headphones?
Yeah, it's very loud.
It's like 50 times more loud in my head than it is in my fucking...
Yeah, you can take... You don't need the headphones.
Yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah, no headphone. I'm not wearing no fucking headphones.
All right. You're doing a recording, right?
I don't care. All right? This isn't my podcast, all right?
Why were you late?
I wasn't late.
Yeah, you were.
Why don't you ask your fucking co-host why he was... I was here on time.
I was looking for a hard drive.
No, you were late.
I was doing business.
No, you're fine. It's our show.
We start when we want.
You were late. We told you 3:00 and you got here at
3:05. I got here. Only half the production team was here, so I was like, not a big deal.
All right. You ready for today? It's a big game today.
Do
you want to leave?
Ago,
you seem so uninterested.
You said a minute ago it didn't mean anything. What do you mean I seem uninterested? You're pinning me with what race I hate the most.
That's a good question.
You know? Well, yeah.
Ask me.
I don't really have any interest in what race you hate the most.
Well, I like them all equally.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure,
so,
sure. See, I'm not mad at the question. I'm mad that you didn't give me a chance to properly answer it.
All right. Well, you think about it. We'll get back to it at the end.
Okay.
Is perfect. That all right?
Sounds good.
So, in what capacity were you just observing the Boston Marathon?
Yeah, it was like...
I'm just picturing... It's just all Bostonians being like, I can fucking do that.
They just run? I can fucking run.
Have you ever been?
To Boston?
To the marathon.
Not to the marathon.
It's the best, dude.
Why?
Because it's like... It's a federal... It's like... I guess it's not federal, but it's like a state holiday in Massachusetts. Patriots Day is just a holiday where it's just no one works. There's no school. The Red Sox play at like
Cops
11
work.
In the morning. Yeah, the police work. And
worked extra hard that one day.
They did. They picked up their...
Mark Wahlberg had to get his badge.
Everyone just gets shit-faced starting at like 9 in the morning. So it's a... It's pretty much, imagine like St. Patrick's Day, but not Irish.
I was just gonna say, it seems like Boston just creates, like, cause there's a marathon in New York, nobody's like fucking cool.
Yeah, one's not as historic as the Boston Marathon.
I've been to the
now
New York
it's
Marathon
not.
Once.
It never has been.
Was the Boston Marathon a big thing before fucking...
Yeah, it's been the most famous race in the world for like literally 100 years. I'm not even lying.
Alright.
They shut the state down for it.
Yeah, because it's like such a small bitch-ass state that they're like, oh, I guess people got to run. All right, I'm joking, dude. We can't make jokes about Boston anymore? Is Boston a state?
Seems like it. But
were you in the vicinity of the bombing?
Yeah.
Like you saw the explosion?
Yeah.
What was that like?
One. It was fucking crazy, dude. It was literally... I was at the Red Sox game, and then we just like went to... We started walking from Fenway to the Back Bay. The Back Bay is the neighborhood the finish line's in. And, I remember it was hot, and I was so hungover that day. I was so fucking hungover. And the first one went off, and, like, you heard it, and it was, like, weird. And I remember there was a cop standing right next to me. And we looked around, like, what the fuck was that? And then, like, I don't know, like, a couple seconds passed, maybe, I don't know, 10 seconds, 20 seconds. And then the second one went off, like, diagonal to the right of where it was, and you could like feel the. I was on the other side of the street, so the other side of what you could feel the heat. It was like the only way I could describe it. If you ever been at like a concert or like wrestle, wherever there's been like pyrotechnics indoors, yeah, it felt like that.
That's pretty crazy.
Did you feel like pressure, like wind?
Yeah, you felt like wind, but it was hot as fuck, like hot as fuck, and then it was just chaos.
Really?
Did you see any carnage?
I saw people like passed out just because I think like people were freaking out and stuff, but I wasn't like close enough where people were immediately impacted.
Right. It's pretty crazy.
You know, because I could see, I was on the other side of the street.
Did you like run away?
Yeah, I was scared shit because I knew there was like bomb. By the, after the first one I heard, I was like, what the fuck is that? Mind you, there's literally like, I don't know, 100,000 people on just this block. You know what I mean? It's like so crowded you can barely stand in the sidewalk or the, and then the street, there's just people running the marathon. And then it was literally the most chaotic scene I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, because I mean, you at that time you don't know how many, like you could be running and all of a sudden a bomb goes off.
Well,
right,
that's
in front
why
of
people. So yeah, that's exactly. Yeah,
there are two bombs, right?
Yeah.
And two brothers. Yeah. One bomb per brother.
Thank you for working that out.
In case anybody's doing the math, wait, how many fucking bombs is that per brother?
You know, you think they get
brother to bomb ratio?
You think they could carry more?
Yeah,
they're just fucking lazy. They just can't make four bombs and just carry two apiece.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God.
No, you got to do brother. That's like in the code.
Do you guys remember one of the funny things about it too is like, remember the New York Post just put a guy on the cover of the newspaper that they thought was one of the dudes who put bombs down, and it wasn't.
It was just a random guy who owns an bodega. Dude, because why you do this to my store?
The guy was fucking shitting bricks, bro. It wasn't him at all. The New York Post just did no research whatsoever.
That's great. That reminds me of like, you ever been on Twitter and CNN is like, the employment rate is skyrocketed to 17 or 9% or whatever the fuck, and it's just a random black guy that they use as the photo. And he replies, he's like, why y'all use my photo? I got a job. Yeah.
That's fucking very funny. I remember that there was just like a scurry. Everyone on the internet was like trying to figure it out. And it's like, can you just fucking accept that you're stupid?
Bro, I remember the search party. Like, my mom was scared even in Jersey, and she was like, you guys are staying in.
Oh, it was crazy,
you know?
Bro.
The search,
crazy.
Like, it was like a live TV. All like, everybody in the country was, like, watching.
Bro, it was crazy, news. Like, because they pretty much, like, told every, like, in the following days, if you were in Boston, like, you couldn't leave your house. Like, it was like, dude, stay the fuck in your house. There was, like, literally just military everywhere.
Did you see Patriots Day?
I watched it in Spanish.
Oh.
While I was in Spain, but I could only watch it for, like, 15 minutes, and I'm like, I don't.
This isn't it. This isn't what happened.
Do you speak Spanish?
No, I'm learning it, and I can understand it. I can understand it, but answering back is a little tough.
He's trying to figure. He's like, oh, that's what my fucking ex-wife said about me.
He comes back when he learns Spanish with all the arguments that he has. Right. And on January 13th, you said this. Well, fuck you in Spanish. He just says it in English, but then he says it in Spanish. Why'd you even learn Spanish then?
Well, it's funny because like I was definitely better at certain things in Spanish, like speaking and
fucking
dirty talk.
Yeah, when I was around someone who didn't speak English, you know what I mean. So it's like you could.
Do you think when someone hears you speak Spanish, someone in Spain, they're just like, what?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah. I got a girl I'm learning Spanish with right now, and she. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She.
She bad.
Yeah. She tells me. She tells me all the time. She's like, you're still speaking Spanish with a Boston accent.
I was gonna ask that. Do you speak Spanish with a Boston accent?
I try not to, but it's
say,
like
say a sentence in Spanish.
Yo hablo. English. You know, it's like, so it's like tough like that. That's, you know what I mean? Yo hablo, that's correct fucking English. Dude, that's correct Spanish, dude. You know?
You said like a computer, just yo hablo. Because
I'm thinking off the top of my head. What the fuck do you want me to, donde está el microphone, cocksucker? You know? So it's like, you know.
Oh, fuck, that's the clip.
Donde está?
Fuck. All right, let's get into your family, dude.
Yeah.
How the hell, go. What's your family about?
What do you mean, what are they about? I've never listened to one of you guys' episodes. Thanks, so I don't know supporter. The format.
Are your parents still together?
No.
Okay.
No.
Were they ever together? Ever married?
Yeah, they were married for like, I don't know, a couple years. I was at their wedding. It was all right.
You were at their wedding?
Yeah.
Wow.
That rocks. Do you know the story of how they met?
No, I think they just lived in like an not too far from.
Hey, Doris, you want to go to the fucking dance tonight? What?
My mom's not 90 years old. Dude. My mom's in her 40s, dude. She's not what? Fucking.
She's in her 40s.
My mom's. Yeah, 40. Yeah, my dad just turned 50 the other day.
Wow.
Like 3 days
you
have
young ago. Young parents. How old are you?
Should I tell you that or no? 28.
Okay, so 42.
28.
Damn, you have young parents. When did they have you? Were they on Teen Mom?
No, that would have been pretty legendary.
Yeah, if you were the baby. Dude, the babies from Teen Mom are going to grow up soon, and they're going to get
fucking
ripped.
Yeah,
because
I mean, that show was on in like the 2010. I don't know. Yeah, so my mom's like 21 years older than me or something.
Damn.
21 years older than me.
And your parents met, you know how they met?
No, I think they just met, like, both living in Salty and shit. I don't think there was, like, anything romantic or anything.
Yeah.
Did your dad have a car?
That's all it
took. Holy shit, he's got a car.
probably at that time. I don't know if he did at that time, but he had one when I was a kid.
Wait, so you were there. How old were you when they got married?
Like 6 or 7, I think.
And was your impression at the wedding of, like, were you like, isn't this supposed to, why is this just now
maybe
happening?
Maybe I was younger than 6 or 7. I don't know. But I remember it. I think it was at the South Boston Yacht Club. And it was, I don't know. I mean, I was pretty young, but I remember it.
Huh? Were you the ring guy?
I might have been, yeah.
Yeah.
I was at both of my mom's weddings. Then they got divorced, and then my mom got married again.
Is she married now?
No, but she probably will. She probably will for a third. I used to always make fun of my mom, like how she always has a shit ton of last names. And then I got married and divorced in like a month and a half. And then like she's like,
you rack them up.
Yeah, yeah. And now she's like, oh,
thing,
yeah. So she says some shit, but
nice.
Yeah.
When I guess when you got married, were you like, this is forever?
No, fuck no, dude. Absolutely not, dude. No, I knew it was a fucking disaster through the fucking, through while it was happening, dude.
You were just like, this is it?
I was like making divorce jokes with my friends while, like 20 minutes before I got married. I was like, I just literally snuck on the train to get here. I was like, this shit isn't worth it. Like,
subway to your wedding?
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah. I was like, what? Oh, how else was I going to
get
there?
You and Frank Sinatra are probably the only two people.
Probably.
Ever. That's fucking hilarious. All right, so your mom, she's only 20 years. What does she do for a living?
Now she works. So now her...
Wait, do you have any siblings, actually?
I do.
Who?
I have a sister.
How's she looking?
She's pretty cool. Okay. She's all right. She's getting married soon.
Really? So what's up? You guys love marriage.
Older or younger?
I know. Younger. She's like a year and a half younger than me.
Yeah, you guys do... Wait, yeah. Why do you guys get... How long has she been dating the guy she's going to marry?
A while. Oh, okay. No. A while. A while.
Does he have a car?
Yeah. Yeah, he has a sick car, too. He had a Maserati, dude. Yeah, remember
does
one
he
of
have
the,
a car?
One of the first times I hung out with him, he had a Maserati, and I was like, oh, shit, that fucking car looks sick. And he's like, yeah, you want to go drive it? And we went like 120 miles an hour on
really?
The highway. Yeah.
That's cool.
It was pretty fun.
And then he got pulled over by a statey, and they were like, I get
hey,
it.
Hey, this is my fucking cousin.
Pretty much.
Hey, yeah, you forgot your Duncan.
I'm
hey,
not related to any police officers. I know a couple, but I'm not related to any.
So how far does your family go back in Southie?
What do you mean? Like how long have they been there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I should do the ancestry thing. For a while at least. I mean my grandparents are they both lived in Cambridge, Dorchester, Boston. So
or what are you just straight Irish? Anything else?
I've never done 23. I'm American. I never called myself Irish, though, because like a lot of my friends growing up were Irish. Like, I knew them like, when they came to the country. So, like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Like Sean Marin?
So, yeah, exactly. Like, Sean, he's Irish to me, but people would always, like, whenever anyone, and I know what they mean in context of being American.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it does sound silly because it's like,
I've never been to Ireland. I don't know anyone there. I'm not fucking related to anyone there.
It's like
there.
Me saying I'm Russian.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm Russian, but I don't know anyone in Russia. Yeah. I have no connection to Russian
You've never
history.
Rigged an election.
Never
you know
been
what I mean?
There.
So
yeah.
It's like...
Yeah. Never killed a spy.
Yeah.
Never done any cool stuff.
Yeah, so I'm like Irish-American. I think I'm like Lithuanian or something. That's what my dad said, but then my mom said that's not true at all.
He's full of shit.
Yeah. That's... Yeah, so... Your
dad's
I have
a
no
fucking
idea.
Mick like the rest of them.
I was
don't
gonna
let him
get,
tell you better.
You're
Mick. We're all Mick.
I have
all
a 23
right?
in me.
Skull.
I have an unused 23 at me in my house that I've had there for
dude,
like,
don't the government uses that shit to track. You don't use
yeah, they're
shit.
Making like medication or something, I heard now. But so no, so I don't know what the fuck I am.
You're right. Just American?
I'm Irish American.
Do you bleed red, white, and blue?
Yeah, I love America.
You're wearing a Pats jersey.
Yeah. I fucking love America.
What are your grandparents like?
My mother's mother helped raise me, and she died when I was 14. And she was cool. She was wild as fuck.
Was your dad in your life?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He is. But he just, like, wasn't... I was never, like, super, super, super close. Like, I don't... My dad was in my life, but, like, I don't know. For a while, it was, like, weird after him and my fucking mom got divorced and shit, you know? Because they hate each other.
Oh, do they still?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My parents fucking hate each other. They might really? Say they don't, but they do.
Well, I
yeah.
guess it's nice
they
now.
Don't talk to each other. They don't fucking...
Well, now there's no reason for them to.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. But my dad's mad cool. I was on the phone when he's at the Pats. He's going to the Pats game today. I was just talking to him recently. My dad's cool as fuck.
Is he?
You know?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He works at the Boston Globe. He literally prints newspaper at the Boston Globe.
Oh, cool.
Like in
the warehouse?
In
like
the press room, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That is cool.
I worked there for a couple of years. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, those the machines are wild, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just those big old like fucking printing machines?
Yeah. Some of them are the size of this building.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
At least they were when I worked there. It's a different facility now, but...
Yeah.
I like fucking just like intricate big machinery like that. It's
I was
going to
say, yeah. What is even inside?
Yeah.
Like for real.
Dude, somebody just
a bunch of Asian men.
Those pipes are awful tiny. Yeah.
So yeah, he does that. My grandfather worked there as well.
Who came? Your grandparents came?
I think it was my great-grandparents, I want to say.
Really?
Yeah, I want to say it was my great-grandparents.
And they came right to the South Shore?
No, the South Shore is... No, they didn't go to the South Shore.
South Shore is different than Southie, right?
Yeah.
South Shore sounds fancy.
No, not necessarily. The South Shore is just south of Boston.
Okay.
But they call it the South Shore because Boston's on the ocean. Oh, well, then there's like the North Shore. I also grew up in the North Shore as well. So it's like but Boston's in the middle. Mm-hmm. So it's like North Boston is to a certain degree on the water is the North Shore, and then the South Shore is the same thing.
Fuck yeah.
Because if you look at a map, it's like, you know, it's literally like Boston's pretty much where like Massachusetts starts to hook. Mm-hmm. Not the hook on Cape Cod, but like where it starts.
Yeah. You ever go to Cape Cod?
Never.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how I haven't. I've been to like 35 states, maybe close to 40 now, and I haven't gone to Cape Cod.
That's interesting.
It's just like not easy to get up there from Boston.
Never had a reason. Now I want to because, yeah, I mean, it's like, I think it's like 2 hours away. Mm-hmm. It's not like close, but I never like had a reason to go. But now like my friends go and just drink and go to the beach and they love it.
You didn't want
to
catch a ball game up there?
I would love to. That's the first thing I would do if I went there. I would go to a Cape League game. Yeah. 100%.
Cape League's awesome.
Yeah, I would absolutely.
Is it a minor league?
So it's like when you play college baseball in the summer, they send you to these leagues to go play. And, like, get scouted by fucking, like, the MLB scouts. And the Cape Cod League is, like,
it's top,
the
yeah.
number one league.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Everybody
Derek
that you know
G,
who
yeah.
played in college play there. It's, okay, like, the cool. best. So you can go see, like, the next Mike Trout before he's Mike Trout.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's like a whole summer thing. There's a movie. You ever seen the movie? Summer Catch with fucking... I forget who's in it.
Never saw
of course
it.
You've seen 9 movies and one of them is just a movie about
baseball and
the
love.
Summer League
baseball and love, that's what it is. That's it's a awesome. Baseball player finding love and I'm like, that's my movie.
Jesus Christ.
What?
I just never saw the movie.
All right. What the fuck is your sister doing?
My sister, she just got a sick job and she has a sick house in New Hampshire. It's literally like a mansion.
Really?
But New Hampshire, I guess you can get like giant houses for like a fort. Like they're not like crazy expensive.
Right.
And she's a human resources person at a fucking some factory that makes a bunch of shit.
You know? Some factory that makes
they
a
make
bunch
like a
of
ton
shit.
Of shit. I think it's something to do with the government. Like they make shit for like government building. I forget. She told me exactly what it was. I was like, oh, good for you. It's like a really good joke.
I know, just funny factor that makes a bunch of shit.
They make like a ton. Like, I'm not even lying. They make like an absorbent amount of shit. Like, I want to say it's a government contracted place where it's like they make a crazy amount of like doorknobs for the army or something.
Does she have a car?
She does, yeah. It's
insurance?
A pretty sick one. Probably. I don't know.
Yeah. So what was it like? So your parents got married when you were like 5, 6, 7 or something like that. What was it like when they got divorced?
It was all right. I lived in Hawaii, actually, too. I forgot
what?
About
what?
That. Yeah.
When was that?
I think it was before my parents got married. My dad was in the army,
Oh, okay. Your dad was in the Army.
All right, yeah. Now we're cooking.
Yeah.
When was he in the... Let's get into this. How long was he in the Army?
Like, right before 9/11. I think he was in there for, like, 4 years.
Okay, 9/11 happened. He was like,
No, he was out before 9/11. Yeah. Because I remember... Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Just got to go to Hawaii. Didn't have to go all the way
But I remember... I remember during, like, 9/11, like, when all that shit happened, and I remember, like, one day I was, like, going out of my house, and there was a dude at the door, and fucking... He's like, he asked if my dad was home, and I was like, I just went back inside because I thought he was like a fucking, like a pedophile or something. And I just slammed the door and I was like, yo, there's some fucking dude outside. And it was a recruiting guy who like wanted, I remember, and they wanted, they're like, oh, you know, you're going to get called back. Anyway, this was like maybe a month after, very close after 9/11. And my dad was technically like, you can get, I guess, reactivated like that. Like, even though he wasn't in the Army anymore, if they wanted him, he has to go back. But, like, my dad was trained to, like, shoot down airplanes and shit like that. So,
oh,
like,
shit.
Dude, terrorists don't have the airplane. You know what I mean? Like, they don't... Well, they had airplanes, but, like, they don't...
They had two.
They don't have their own.
Yeah.
They had two.
So, he's just,
and
like...
And they are ruined.
Yeah.
Four.
So, what he never went four, back. Four, yeah. But...
I'm just trying to picture that guy coming to the house and sees little Ryan, just like a little 8-year-old kid. And then he's like, can you go get your dad? And they hear Ryan like close the door and goes, dad, there's some fucking pedophile outside.
Dude, yeah. My parents.
Does he have a car? I think so.
My parents always
told me, let him in.
Not talk to people that we don't know. You know what
I mean?
Do
your parents have accents?
My dad, I think my dad does, and it's weird because I didn't realize I had like an accent like this until like I come to New York. You know,
and
what
you're
I mean?
Also you're like elocution classes for Shakespeare and stuff.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. Absolutely, and then when I went to acting school, that was really when I had people in Boston be like, dude, why do you talk like that? You know, I have other kids in Salty be like, why do you talk like that? And I'm like, I don't fucking know, but like. But then when I came here, it was like everyone's like, dude, what is this? You know,
I love it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's fun. You, Antoine, and Zach Brazow are like...
Antoine has a deep one. He just asked me if I got a large coffee, and I was like, I had to ask him three times, like, what kind of coffee?
Antoine's large, dude.
You have a large coffee.
So it's weird because like some people, like a lot of my good friends don't necessarily have...
It's not everyone in Boston by a long shot. Yeah.
No, it's...
Chris Kinback, no accent.
No?
Yeah, it's weird. It's just, I don't fucking get it because it's like, there's people in the city, and I've had people tell me like, why do you talk like that? And it's like, I don't fucking know, dude. It's
what
like...
What a weird question.
Like, it is.
Like, it's like gay voice for Boston's.
It's just like, my thing, you know? Is like...
Some people have it, some people have it.
But it's strange because it's like, then you meet...
And it makes you more Boston
and not,
or more
not
gay.
Not everyone from Boston talks like that, but only people from Boston talk.
Yeah, of course. But it's strange though because then there's like people from like outside the city who talk probably more amplified than I do, and they're from like Medford or Malden or something.
Also, New Yorkers are like, yo, what's up with your stupid fucking accent?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, like, what's up with your stupid fucking accent?
So I don't know. It's weird, but like, you know, I've always had people be like, why are you talking? You know what I mean? I was like, I don't fucking know, dude. I don't think. I mean, do you think I, like, if you listen to me enough, do you really think I think about that much that comes out of my mouth, let alone how it sounds? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Also, no, people don't have Southern. I think it's just Boston. I don't know why. It's just very distinctive.
It's very distinctive.
That's all.
My mom definitely, I'd say, she probably has it when she gets loud. Like, my mom says retarded a lot and like shit like that. So, like. My mom, I feel like it's certain
words.
Your
father's acting retarded again.
Yeah. Like, you would never say...
He fucking sold his car.
No one at home would ever say retarded. No one... I don't think that word exists. And even if you don't have a Boston accent, everyone's just going to say retarded.
Is Boston going to be the last place where they find out that you're not supposed to say that?
We're already... You see it now. It's like people for like 4 or 5 years thought it was a bad word when it literally never was. And now people are coming around to it again. It's like, I never stopped saying retarded. Oh, yeah. You know what? Never. I was saying retarded in 2016, 2017 when people were saying like, yeah, you shouldn't be using that word. It's like no one who's retarded has ever told me not to say that word. I can't go around telling like other people like yeah, you shouldn't be using this because I don't understand it. So it's like, don't speak on behalf of other people. That's all I'm fucking saying. Yeah. So it's like, until
preach.
Yeah. No one with Down syndrome has ever told me that it's a bad word. So I wouldn't let
one of them near me. I don't want to catch it.
Yeah, but not even like a text or something. Hey, dude.
Never, dude.
Nope. Hey, dude. Legos are sick.
You're like, but you're like starting to see it again. you're starting to see it again where it's like, you know, people are saying it and it's like, oh, now you can say that again. It's like, dude, dickhead.
Now you're like, that's our word. No, that's okay. Our word. That's our word.
That's our word. Yeah. That's our word. Yeah.
But it's shit like that. It's like fucking, it makes me mad, dude. You know? Because like no one thinks about it. The reason I get angry about it is like, okay, so now all of a sudden it's a good, it's fine to say. Well, then why was it bad in the first place? You know how many times I was in an argument and I called someone fucking retarded and then they made the entire argument about me calling them retarded.
It's like when I text you, you're Y-O-U-R, and you just respond, you're.
I'm trying to help you with your grammatical. Yeah, am, dude. That I want to help. I want. It does. Well, grammar doesn't matter.
What are your thoughts on the N-word?
Well, what about it?
Just looks right at the camera.
A lot of black people have told me I shouldn't say it, so therefore I don't say it. Whereas retarded, no one with fucking Down syndrome has ever told me not to say it. So I think that lays it out pretty clearly.
Yeah, it's a good point. Good point.
Doesn't mean I don't say it. Kidding.
Yeah, fuck yeah. So your grandparents, sorry, we asked that a while ago.
My grandma was cool.
Yeah.
She was fucking crazy.
In what way?
Just openly mentally ill. She was an alcoholic forever. She used every slur all the time, dude. That's awesome. And yeah, she was good at it too. She was very good at swearing. So she was the best. My grandfather's still around. He's cool as fuck. My grandfather's like, he just turned 86 or 87, I think. And
so they had kids later.
No, these are different. This is my mother's mother and my father's father.
I know, but
I never knew the other people.
Oh, your mother's mother and your father's
like,
father.
I never met my mom's
dad.
I never met him, and I never met my... Actually, no, I know my... Obviously, I met both my dad's grandparents. I met my dad's parents. I know both of them.
But I'm saying that they had kids when they were in their 30s or 40s?
Yeah, probably. Right. I mean, my mom has like five fucking sisters.
Wait, are your sister same parents? Both parents?
Yeah, we have the same parents.
Were you obviously an accident?
Yeah, hell yeah, bro. My mom was on birth control when she got pregnant with me and my
Ryan's
sister.
Ryan's a fighter.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think there's any way anyone who's 20 years old would be like, yeah, let's have a kid.
She was on birth, even though Catholic,
she had birth
right?
control. Huh?
Catholic?
I think technically, but like,
not really.
We weren't. We weren't okay. Really like.
Into you didn't that go to church growing
religion
up.
Religion shit. No, I went to Catholic school for a little while, but like, I don't think I ever really went to. There might have been like three or four times where we went to church, but like it wasn't from. And
wasn't a big part of your life.
No.
Gotcha.
Did you get in trouble a lot growing up? Your mom strict?
No, my mom wasn't really strict.
I feel like she got mad at you for like dumb. Like if she caught you drinking, she'd be like, yeah, whatever. But if she like caught you like not bringing in the paper, she'd beat your
ass. Well, yeah. Stupid, like pretty. Like, I was her pretty, own thing. To be fair, like, I was pretty thing. Good. I was pretty good.
You were a good kid?
Yeah, nice. I was pretty good. I fucked around a lot outside the house. You know what I mean? But that's just what me and all my fucking friends did.
But you got along with your mom when you were growing
up? Yeah, hell yeah. That's absolutely. Cool. The only time my mom was like pissed at me is I wasn't even really selling weed. I got like a quarter ounce of weed and I just bagged it up so I could sell it to my friends. But that's nothing, a quarter ounce of weed. That was like the only time she was actually mad or disappointed at me. Other than that, she's told me before, she's like, you were like pretty, I didn't do anything bad. Did I drink and smoke pot? Yeah. But like I used to tell, because my mom was like, she's like, listen, like I know you're gonna fucking drink, but like don't get in a fucking car with somebody, don't fucking do anything like retarded and you'll be fine. And so I would tell her, and then there's a million times and she was always like, if you're ever in a weird situation, call me, I don't care, I'll pick you up. And she picked me up at like a place I wasn't, shouldn't have been around. So
was she like a loving cool, like you guys like say
yeah,
love you
my mom's
stuff?
The best.
Yeah,
my mom's the fucking best.
Was your sister a problem?
Yeah, she was the one that, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
In what way?
I don't know. I think girls are a lot more difficult while they're growing up than guys on a parental. I don't have kids, so I can't speak on it. But like, you know, my sister's a pretty intense person. She's great, you know what I mean? But as a kid, it was like, I very rarely got in trouble. Even when I got in trouble in school, it was never anything serious. It was like I'd get in a fight or I would like tell a teacher like, dude, this is fucking stupid. But it was never like I never did anything like bad.
Where, did your mom and sister yell at each other a lot when you were growing
yeah,
up?
Yeah, they still do.
Did you ever have to be like, can I get any fucking quiet in this house?
No, because I was
can
so
you can't shut the hell up.
No, because I was so used to it, dude. I was so used to it. I still am like
trying to watch the fucking pants. Yeah,
I still am. No, because if I said that, then it'd just be two broads
I'll
yelling
shut
at
the
me.
Hell up, Brian.
Yeah, But
at least we have a car, you fucking retard.
It's still like it's still I don't know. It's just how it is, dude. Like we just loud I think I realize how loud we were when I don't live there anymore and I go home.
Yeah.
And it's just, we just yell to each other. But it doesn't mean, like, when we're yelling at each other, it's just a different...
Hey, how the hell are you?
In a way, it kind of is like that, where it almost is like a different form of talking.
It's just how you communicate with each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
How in the picture was your dad? Like, did you see him every week? You see him every... Like, what was your relationship like with Papa O'Toole?
He's, let me see. I talked to him here and there, you know, like...
Do you play catch?
Yeah, I played sports with him sometimes. I used to play basketball with him sometimes and shit, him and his friends. And shit like that. Like, he'd bring me to like
his
a random...
play rough?
Huh?
A lot of sharp elbows out there?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. They were good, though. They were good. So,
they're
I don't know.
Bigger.
He was always... Yeah, but it was
I
like...
I was a child.
Like, dude, I never talked to my dad about like broads or like... I didn't, dude. Everything, like when I needed advice with girls, I would just talk with my mom. Like, I don't, like, and I'm not saying my dad never gave me serious advice or anything, but like, as far as like doing shit and raising me, it really was mostly my mom. And I don't like even really blame my dad
was
for that.
Kind of like an uncle?
Yeah, kind of that. But it's funny because now it's like the older I get, it's a much different relationship.
You're like,
you know?
Friends with him, you think? Like,
yeah,
like
hell yeah. Bro, I fuck with my dad, bro, a lot, dude. We went to the Pats game a couple weeks ago, got shit faced.
Did he ever say, like, hey, man, sorry, I was a bad dad?
No.
Was he a bad dad?
It's tough for me to say because he's, like, still active. You know what I mean? I can't,
meaning
like.
Alive.
Yeah, it's like I can't really judge his career yet because it's still, he's still,
no,
he's still
done.
Playing.
He's done. Does he ever give you money or say like, hey?
Yeah, he'll help me out if I need. He'll help me out and like, yeah, he'll definitely help me out.
Okay,
he was. Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah. I wouldn't say he was a bad. Put it this way, I wouldn't say he was a bad dad.
It seems like he was around. It just things didn't work out with your mom. But
yeah,
it wasn't. He didn't like walk out on the kids.
No. He didn't. No.
Is he remarried?
No, but he has a girlfriend. She's cool.
Nice. Does your mom have a boyfriend or married?
Yeah, yeah. He's
gonna get married again
soon.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Eventually, yeah, they'll probably get married. I would think. I don't know. They've been dating for like fucking. 10
She's still so
9
young,
years,
man.
10
That's
years.
Crazy.
What's his name?
Tim. I was that Timmy. It was the guy who just
That's
called
who
me
just
on the phone
you?
A minute
oh,
ago
really?
When you were just like, hey, dude, go Pats.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Your mom's boyfriend called you to talk about the Pats game?
Yeah.
My mom's boyfriend's rules, my mom's boyfriend's the best.
He's
dude.
A cool guy.
It's the fucking best.
That's nice, man.
Fuck yeah. Do you you grow up with a lot of cousins?
I have like
a lot of aunts, right? You said?
Yeah, I had on my mother's side and father's side. I only have two. Yeah, I have like three cousins I was very close with on my mother's side, two on my father's side. But I have like, I think, five or six cousins on my mother's
oh, really?
Side. Five, six, seven. Yeah, not a huge, not a bunch of kids in my family.
Did you guys run around? Was it like, you know, the first couple scenes of The Departed where Leo's running around with his cousin?
I can't remember. I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Damn. Well, did you guys run around together? Did you guys
yeah.
Hang
oh,
out?
Yeah. That's me, cool. My cousin Chris, my cousin Brendan definitely ran around all hours of the night. We would just run around.
Hell yeah. Did you, growing up, did you have any like weird rules in your house? Did your mom like...
Dude, I remember like my fucking mom and my stepfather. He was cool as fuck too. They were married
old
for
guy,
like
not Timmy?
9 or 10 Yeah, yeah, a guy before that. It's been men in and out of my life. Just fucking... They were like fucking gay, dude. It was like we got like this sick couch and there were pillows on it and they like didn't want us to use the pillows to fuck them up. And it was like, well, what the fuck is there fucking pillows on the couch for? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They didn't want me to fuck up the pillows
they
on the
just
couch.
For looks?
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is the point of a living room if I can't live in it, dude? This is fucking stupid.
That was your
as
first bit?
Fuck. No, because it's just, I still get angry about that to this day.
I could tell.
You know, yeah. It's like, what the fuck is this, bro? It's like, so there's pillows and I can't use them? Like, and then I'd get yelled at for using a pillow? It's like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Who yelled at, did your stepdad ever yell at you?
Yeah, him and my mother.
What'd they say?
They would act like it was a bad thing that I was using a pillow. They would like literally flip out about these fucking pillows. I was like, dude, this is literally fucking retarded. So then I went out and I remember my uncle on my dad's side, he's pretty cool. He's real cool, but he bought me like this. I remember he had pillows at his house because I'd crash at his house sometimes, and they were like these were like luxury pillows. These were like $500-$600 pillows, and he bought me one year.
What?
Yeah. This is like I'm not even like the best pillow I ever had, and he bought me one, and I was like, "Fuck your fucking pillows! I got my own shit. I'm gonna lay on the couch with this fucking pillow that costs more than this fucking couch does."
That's so funny. Just
bullshit.
That, like, traumatized Ryan, and now he's supposed, like, could we use this?
They would get mad about, like,
this
dumbest
shit. Pillow or,
dude, they
didn't want them
pillow?
Fucking fake pillows.
Yeah, they would get mad about, like, the dumbest. I'm trying to think what else it was. It was mostly, like, shit like that, I want to say. Like, I remember, like, mowing my lawn. Like, my mother would, like, bitch about that it wasn't, like, good enough. And I'm like, are you fucking serious,
Ryan, did you mow the Red Sox bee into the lawn again?
I'm like, how the fuck else is it supposed to fucking,
I'm
you know?
Trying to show respect
I
for Noma.
I feel like my mom, I feel like they were just so, they were so pissed off because, like, it wasn't, like, that great a relationship. So, like, they took their fucking anger out in, like, different places. You know what I mean?
The Whereas, lawn, like, and pillows.
Just bullshit that meant absolutely fucking nothing.
Well, yeah. It's funny to think of every Bostonian just having, like, the Red Sox logo on their front lawn.
Just, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Mowed into the yard.
Or Tom Brady. It's one, it's something like
or,
12.
Or it's, like, out of season. Yeah. They're like, Ryan, you have the fucking Red Sox thing mowed in there. It's fucking football season.
Fuck yeah.
So shit like that would get me really annoyed, you know?
You ever get arrested?
Never. Hmm. I got picked up from... I had to get picked up a few times by my parents, but...
From where?
One time I got caught, like, drinking at school... And
fuck yeah.
And what were you drinking at school for?
It was like Friday night time, so it wasn't really school.
Oh, so you were at the school.
But I was at my school. Gotcha. And it was like a football game, and I was shotgunning a beer, and a bunch of cops came, and I had, like, I remember I had my first fake ID. I was 17 years old, and it hurt. They took it away from me, and I was fucking devastated.
Yeah.
And then I had to go to court for it, and the judge just told me not to get in trouble. But it was for, I'm like, why am I going, even that stupid fucking shit, dude. It's like, why do I have to go to court for drinking beer, dude? Why wouldn't you just take, I'm like, they took it away from me. I know the fucking cops drank it too. Fuck the Peabody Police Department. I know they fucking took, they were literally sitting there saying how they were going to drink it. And I was like, this is fucking bullshit, dude.
That rocks.
So wait, what happened was we go to this fucking, I get caught or whatever. And I get my fake ID taken away, which looking back at it was probably a good thing because I was like the only kid in my grade to have a fake ID, I think.
Or you're getting hit up all the time to buy shit,
like,
for people.
Ridiculously. And I didn't want that.
I'm not trying to buy thousands of dollars of
alcohol. Well, that was the thing.
Weekend, yeah.
That was the thing. It was like, bro, it was like we was 16 and 17 years. I was a junior in high school. So it was like everyone, maybe I was a senior in high school, actually. I was either a junior or a senior in high school, but when it got taken away, I think I was a senior, but I had it my junior year, and I remember kids wanting shit, and it was never like, no one ever just wanted, like, a six pack. Everyone wanted me to, like, supply an entire party of shit with booze, and I would take more money for myself. Like, I made sure, I was like, well, I'm not paying for booze, you know what I mean? So I had that, but so anyway, so I go to court for it, and I'm fucking pissed, and so the fucking piece of shit, the fucking police officer's fucking, he's literally hitting on my, and I'm not going to mention his name, but I'm not going to mention it.
Say his first name.
I'm not going to.
Do you know this cop?
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember his name. I remember his name. I don't know him, but I'm just not going to say it because if
we're
I get pulled
say
over
it,
in 10 years.
Say his Officer O'Flanagan.
Yeah.
Officer no. O'Hara no. Curran.
But so he fucking, he's like hitting on my mom. He's like hitting on my mom while we're waiting to go into court. And my mom went to court with me.
So I got a car.
Yeah.
You see that car outside? State issued.
I can take it home whenever
I
want.
Yeah, yeah. You see those lights? They go, wee.
Fucking idiot, dude. His kid was a fucking retard,
is that your son?
Too.
Oh, you knew the kid?
Yeah, he was in my grade. But anyway, so.
Is that your son? I took his PBI. Yeah.
It was, no, it was fucking, it was like Budweiser and a bottle of, I think, Ciroc or something.
Go Pats, huh? every in Boston.
Not even a Patriot.
All rise, go Pats.
Pussy, dude. But this guy's hitting on my mom.
Fucking Johnny Damon, right? Bo.
Nah. Fucking done with it, dude. You know? He's hitting on my mom, and then my mom just like, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, you're being super unprofessional. My kid's in court right now, and you're like, make it. And I was dying laughing, you know? And I think the kid's actually a cop now. He was a fucking asshole, too. But what happened was, so then we, this later on, and high school, we found out this kid, he wasn't friends with us, but he got arrested for selling weed, right? Mm-hmm. And we knew like an hour later he got arrested, and this kid was selling like a lot of weed. This wasn't like
the cop's son?
No, a random kid. But we knew that because this is how much of a dirtbag this was. This guy told his kid that this other kid got arrested for selling weed, and we knew that a kid who was selling weed, we had his phone number, right? So my buddy called him up. He's like, hey, can I get some weed or whatever? This is after we knew the kid got arrested. He's like, yeah, what do you want? We called, we like star 67 the number. And we said we wanted a bunch of crazy shit. And And then he said that, he's like, well, who is this? And then he said that it was the kid, the police officer's son. He said it was him. So, and we knew he was like, on, he would hear about it and was like on the other end. And then I remember the kid went to school and he thought it was me. And it wasn't me. I was just there.
I was just in the room.
And it was, and I gave the idea to do it. I was like, let's call. But my one of my buddies did it and fucking nailed it. Like, absolutely nailed it. And the kid was a fucking pussy. So.
Oh, wait. So the guy who got arrested was like giving people up?
No, he wasn't giving people up, but his phone was just still on. I mean, kids, everyone was like getting weed from this kid in high school, like everybody. So they still had his phone. But my buddy said, hey, my name is so-and-so, very blatantly into the call. And he's like, can I get all this crazy shit? You know, fucking idiots, dude. But yeah, so then when I was like, so then, because that was like, I was in the suburbs at that point. The police officers out there would just like, they had nothing to do. So they would just fuck with kids out there. I'm sure they're still doing the same shit, you know? So they're a bunch of fucking scumbags.
Yeah.
It is weird how the police in the suburbs largely function as like
kids.
Well, dude, then when I was drinking in Boston and shit, like if you drank, like we get the Boston police would, they would just be like, dump everything out and get the fuck out of here all the time.
We have real stuff to deal
with. Yeah.
It's like New York, dude. Like people walk around and be like, I have cocaine if anybody would like to buy it. And the cops like, we don't give a shit, dude.
Yeah.
Keep the cocaine.
Gotta give parking tickets.
Keep it on the cocaine street. Just don't come to the nice street.
You're on the Molly street. You're looking for the street over. Also, can I have some? I'm a New York cop.
I need to stay awake. My heart isn't struggling enough from the fat gobs of pizza I keep shoving down my mouth. This was so funny. Ben? I was standing I was standing outside Ben's. We were barking, and this guy, a friend of Michael's, who like hangs out with us sometimes. These just two fat pig cops just walk into Ben's and just order pizza in uniform. Just like, I'm sure they're on a break or whatever.
Yeah.
But then they just like eat a bunch of pizza and just like waddle out. And this guy I'm standing with is like a QAnon guy and just sees the cops and goes, man, cops, they have a tough job.
That's so good. So funny. What time are we at? How long have we, what time is it?
We're at 43.
Okay.
And
what
it's
time
4:03. Ryan's got to go watch the Pats.
All right.
What is no rush? Put it this way: I'm in no rush. I'm just gonna go somewhere across the street.
What else do we want to get into? With old
what
Ryan
else do you, you have? Any cool, interesting stories about your fam you want to tell us?
I don't. I'm trying to think. I don't really like know a ton. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to. Well, like what? I don't know. What kind of stories for my family?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Do you guys spend? You celebrated Christmas. What was Christmas like?
Christmas was cool.
What's so like the cool tradition in your family? You're like, I love
on
that
on Christmas Eve. I go to my father's side of the family, and then on Christmas I just go to my mom's house, which is my house, but my mother.
Everyone on his dad's side of the family is like, your ma's a fucking pill, huh?
Nah, I don't think I have a problem with her, but it was pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What about like tradition? You guys like, what's your best memory with your whole family? Or just your mother, I guess.
Probably when the Patriots beat the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
Oh, dude, that was devastating.
Yeah,
I lost a lot of money that day.
That was probably the best because it was like we had everyone over my house and we had a giant party and all my like best friends were there and
that was wild.
It was a wild game. Why do you think people from Boston love sports? I feel like Boston has so much sports pride compared
because
to
it's
elsewhere.
Culturally in. It's like literally, dude, the Red Sox have been around for over 100 years. They've been around for 110 years just about.
Boston is probably the best sports town.
Well, is there also there's a mentality in Boston of us versus everybody. Do you feel like you know where that comes from?
I just think a lot of that bullshit is like put on Boston because people realize it's like a smaller city. And like people put it there. I think it's easy to target. It's like, I say this, it's like how people think everyone in Boston's racist. It's like, dude, I grew up there. It's like, I don't think it's any more or less racist than a lot of other places I've been and spent time in. I just think we sound different. Okay, we are pretty, there's a lot of obnoxious people who speak on behalf of other people. I just think, but there's fucking idiots everywhere. So I don't really think like, I think a lot of that shit just gets put on by because it's like, dude, if you interview a person from Cleveland, a person from fucking Oklahoma, a person from Michigan, and a person from California, they all sound the same. So you just look at them as one type of person. You interview one person who sounds like me, and you're like, what the fuck did that guy just say? And it automatically,
the
like...
The N-word?
But it automatically...
What are your qualifications?
You call him a retarded N-word?
Yeah, but it just stands out more. It stands out more because it's just more memorable, and it just sounds
That's
different.
That's a good point. I agree
It's because it's true, dude. It's fucking true. It's like when people... I always bitch, like, I always, like, I like, and I'm not saying there isn't racist parts of Boston, and I'm not saying Boston has the greatest history or whatever, but it's like, you look at it, it's like, everyone always says, oh, the Red Sox, they're all those teams are racist. It's like, okay, I'm not saying there weren't racist elements of those teams, but it's like, the Celtics had the first black player, they had the first fucking black head coach in all of sports, they had, the Bruins had the first black hockey, like, all this shit, where it's like, well, what about that part of it? No one talks about that. So, and I'm not saying like that, but then as far as like us versus everyone, I think it's just like, yeah, because everyone else is fucking stupid.
But
you know what
those,
I mean?
Some of those Boston, like Bill Russell thought Boston was racist, right?
Yeah, he did. And I'm not saying he's wrong about, you know, I can't tell what anyone else's experience was. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it wasn't easy, but it's like, was it any more or less easy in the 1960s living in Boston compared to, I don't know, anywhere else in the country?
That's a good point.
I heard that the design.
Maybe I'm wrong. No, I'm just saying it's like, I think like we should look at other places.
Also, people with like Baltimore also have strong accents and probably also have some wild things that they say.
Philly.
But you don't run into it as much.
Yeah.
You don't run into Philly or Baltimore accents as much as like Boston accents are so identifiable.
Because I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't even know. When I hear someone's like, oh, he has a Philadelphia accent, it doesn't sound like an accent.
Home, phone. I got to go home to go on the phone.
Yeah, I don't, again, but like I'm talking about when someone's really talking, I don't hear, I've never met someone and been like, oh my God, this guy's from Philadelphia, where it's like people, and it's like,
yo, you gotta,
what?
Sorry, now the accents are all fucked up in my head. I don't think I can do any more Boston accents today.
I thought Ryan was going to be, I'm going to be completely 100% honest here, I'm racist. But that doesn't mean the rest of the city is racist.
Yeah. But
I heard that the Zarnovs are racist too.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they are.
So that stinks because I thought they were just good run of the mill terrorists.
They have too much notoriety for how few people they killed.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and say that.
But well, they also
the chase was cool. The hiding, nobody talks about how good that hiding spot was.
But they also decapitated like 200 and something people.
Decapitated?
You know how many people lost their legs?
Oh okay. Amputated.
Delegged.
Yeah. Decapitators cut the head off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it's called.
They did fuck up a lot of people's legs. Delegitated, for sure. Yeah. Also, he ran over his own brother, which is pretty sick.
You ever seen the? I asked you this. Did you see the movie?
Patriots.
No. It was pretty crazy. Pretty wild.
Yeah, but like it's not a real story though, right? Isn't it?
Mark Wahlberg. No, I think it's real.
Mark. See, and then another thing. It's like another thing where people get. This is another thing that pissed me off about Boston. It's like, dude, I would never drink a coffee from Dunkin' Donuts ever in my. I would never drink that bullshit.
Yeah,
you know what
bad.
I mean?
I agree. It's bad.
Listen, I don't need to taste it to know every time I walk by a Dunkin' Donuts, there's 9 people on heroin in front of the counter and behind the counter. I'm not going in there. You know what I mean? But it's like shit like that where it's like people assume, like
it's
that
like
kid came in here.
Site.
He's like, oh, yeah, you got a Patriots Dunkin' Donuts. It's like, dude, we don't do this with any other fucking place.
Yes,
where it's
we
like,
do.
Give me an example.
Kansas City fucking barbecue fucking. What do you mean?
Not okay. Yeah, but if I'm eating a fucking plate of ribs
Philly,
right now.
Philly Wawa. Well, you got some Wawa.
That's regional, though. That's a regional thing, though. There's not. I've never been to a Wawa in my life.
That's what I'm saying. So you go to Philly.
Dude, there's Dunkin' Donuts everywhere. Everyone drinks. Dude, there's Dunkin' Donuts in India, okay? When you go to, there's literally Dunkin' Donuts on the other side of the planet. Why is that being associated? Just because it's from here? Or like Mark Wahlberg, for example. Dude, Mark Wahlberg's one of the most annoying people in the history of Hollywood. Bah, none. I mean, this is a guy who literally said if he was on the planes on 9/11, it wouldn't have went down like that.
That's a good statement.
Why in the world? Listen, it wouldn't have went down like that because there would have been one extra casualty on the fucking stat count on the back of the baseball card, okay? That's the only difference there would have been.
Baseball cards.
The fighter wouldn't have came
I got
out.
I got the South Tower.
But we don't, like, no one says, like, card. Oh, you're from New York. You must love fucking, I don't know, fucking
New York pizza,
John Travolta. Dude, fucking Philip Seymour, whoever the fuck. No one ever says that shit.
I think it's because it's a bigger city. And there's more people just coming and going.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, okay, then.
It's got to be the accents. Because he has an accent.
Yeah, I understand that. But it's
up.
Like.
And he reps for Boston.
Dude,
really
Bernie hard. Sanders sounds like he never left New York. And I don't know. There's other people that have accents and act like dickheads and we never associate, like speak on behalf. Like, people think, like, no, I don't know. I don't give a fuck what Mark Wahlberg says about anything. Okay? I really don't, dude. They fucking prop this dickhead up. He's the most annoying person in fucking Hall. He really is. He's the most annoying fucking person. Great actor. Really good talent. All this shit. But it's like, you think I'm going to get this. I want this idiot speaking on behalf of the Patriots and Tom Brady every time there's a fucking interview on the NFL Network. No, I don't want anything. I don't care what he has to say because he's not a fucking reporter.
Did Do you have any pride in Matt Damon and Ben Affleck?
I like both of them a lot, dude. I really do. I'm a big fans of them. What, Boston? I've been reading Boston Sports since it was a newspaper.
Bill Simmons?
I like Bill Simmons a lot, too.
I like Bill Simmons.
I like a lot. But what I'm saying is no one's, like, it's just, like, they tag the most, like, because let's be honest. People talk about Mark Wahlberg because he's obnoxious, okay? That's why, because he's always putting himself, he's, like, one of those people that really puts himself in there to be spoken about when it has anything to do with, like Boston. LeBron.
But also,
yes.
I think because Boston's smaller, when someone reps Boston, you're like, yeah, sure, why not? But when someone's, like, I speak for New York, you're like, nah, shut up. Like,
so does Evan like, yeah. 15 other people.
Yeah, but everyone I know thinks Mark Wahlberg's annoying back home. They all a lot of people think he's fucking annoying.
They just liked him when he was beating up Chinese people.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened to when he was connected to his roots?
But I love it too because he goes.
Get back to Mark when he was beating up the Chinese
on drugs.
That's when I liked him. You now know? He's a sellout. He wakes up at 4:45 to work out. What a
now
queer.
He's chasing down the Chinese.
Yeah,
you would have been fucking distracted by a Chinese. You would have had to beat up.
All right, last question. How annoying is it that everybody does the Boston accent?
And I'm sorry that I can't stop. No. I just can't.
See,
it's so fun to do when you don't talk like that.
Yeah.
It's fun to do accents.
It is.
And Boston is like the easiest one to do.
No, well, I'll tell you. Now, I'm not saying it's the easiest one or the least. It's one that you can do and no one can call you on it. Where it's like, dude, I do bits where I try talking in a Chinese accent and people tell me I'm a fucking
racist. Do it right now.
Racist. You know what I mean? So it's like.
Was that it?
Yeah, it was a 10. I'm bad. I have a terrible Asian accent.
Try it.
Awful.
I'll rate it.
Give me a sentence to say.
Say, hey, my name is Ryan O'Toole and I'm a racist.
Hi, my name is Ryan O'Toole. I know. It's terrible. It's terrible. But people do Asian accents or Indian accents or fucking, and like people could tell you, again, people tell you they tell you it's wrong because they feel they have to, where it's like me, it's like, shut the fuck up, okay? Shut the fuck up. But then it's like I also do hear it when I listen to my voice and I'm like, I sound pretty ridiculous. Yeah. You know what I actually hear it. I'm like, whoa, that's
Well, it is also fun because if you were someone who was just like, yeah, I'm from Boston, but I don't really like give a fuck, then I would feel more annoying doing that all the time. But you seem to love Boston.
I do.
Yeah. So it's fun to.
I do. Well, it's like also like I love my culture. You know what I mean? It's like I love the culture of Boston, dude. I truly love it. It's like it absolutely is a culture. You know what I mean? It's like.
So you like Dunkin' Donuts?
No, I don't.
It's not part of the culture.
I did like Dunkin' Donuts. There used to be a Dunkin' Donuts I'm sure it's still there, Andrew Square in Salty. And they actually made the donuts there. They weren't getting delivered on a truck. And they were good. But other than that, it's like.
Do you like legal seafood?
Never had it.
Is there any other.
There's fantastic seafood. You know what? Seafood's another thing. Dude, I didn't start eating seafood until I moved to New York. And I barely eat meat. You know what I mean? I'll meet maybe once a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't really eat meat. But then I started eating seafood when I was in New York. And I was like, oh, this is good. And then I went home and everyone's like, and then I had a lot of the shit there, lobster rolls, fried clam. Like, I had fried clams. That's one thing I ate. But then I was like, I can't believe I've been missing out on this.
You like scallops?
I do.
I love scallops.
Yeah. Good scallops.
DJ, you like scallops?
Can't have them.
Shellfish allergy?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
Weak immune system.
Yeah, fucking.
Shut the hell up, dude.
Yeah, it is, dude.
Shut the hell up.
Scallops,
I hope the Patriots
bro.
Lose today and the Bills win the AFC East.
Fine. We're most likely going to play them next week anyways.
All right, well, fine.
Next.
Can we hear Shakespeare's soliloquy? Ryan loves Shakespeare.
I do. I don't know what I want to read.
But do it in an Asian accent.
I'm not doing that.
And then afterwards, say in Spanish.
Let's your Chinese puck.
I just want to work on my shit and just fucking. What are we talking about again?
What's your goal?
What's my goal, dude?
I gave Ryan a tag for one of his jokes. I don't know if he used it.
What was it?
It was just, you were talking about how when you do Romeo and Juliet, it sounds like it's about domestic abuse.
Yeah.
And I said you should, and then you should be like, which makes sense because they are Italian.
Oh yeah, I never used that.
I like to give people tags and shit because all my jokes I like don't know how to tag or fix, but then I just think of stuff when I see other people do jokes.
It's easier to do that, yeah.
But no one ever uses them.
Yeah.
Why don't you look in the mirror, Jason David? Okay, and worry about your own things.
I'm trying to, man.
Yeah,
it's up. It's tough up there.
What do you want to say to the people listening?
What do I want to say?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fucking
what's shut this the hell
family
up
portrait?
And get your tie,
family
you
portrait.
Retire.
Family portrait.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't talk about my family too much. That's pretty good.
We were trying to ask you questions and you weren't really budging.
Yeah. No, we got some good stuff.
Yeah.
Anything about Tom Brady mouth kissing his son?
That was weird.
They do that up in Boston? You mouth
Fuck
kiss your dad?
No. Tom Brady's not from Boston, dude.
Where's he from?
Yeah, but he is.
Northern California.
Yeah, but he's from Boston.
Nah, he's a dude. Part of us, without a doubt. Okay? Was it weird he kissed his kid he's on the mouth? Heart of Absolutely.
You. He's the heart of you.
But it's like, let's remember, Tom Brady's also done a lot of weird things over the years. Love the guy.
Like what?
I don't know, wearing Uggs when they were still girl shoes. That was pretty weird.
He's a
weird.
Fucking fashionista, bro.
If there's some if there's anything you could say to Marcus Smart right now, what would it be?
Stop shooting three-pointers, dude. I mean, you're a fucking defense. I mean, it doesn't matter anyways because they're literally going to blow the team up. But let's not shoot 11 three-pointers a night, Marcus Smart.
Yeah, Marcus Smart.
He's one of the most frustrating players because I love him defensively and I love his passion and his energy. But it's like when he just starts shooting from 34 feet out, it's like, okay, do we
have
to? He
should be called Marcus Dumb. Am I right?
Marcus like, Retard.
Marcus Dumb. So, how did I miss
but
that?
It's like,
God damn it.
But I like him, but it's like, I don't know. The Celtics are fucking, you know.
All right, one thing you could say to Bill Belichick.
Thank you for everything. I love you. Can't wait to meet you. You're literally my favorite person in the history of the universe.
And do you want Billy Bean to come be a part of the Red Sox organization?
No. Why would I?
What would you say?
A guy who's never won a World Series, Billy Bean.
Had one good idea.
Nomar Garcia Parra.
One of my favorite players.
You gotta
ever.
Say what do you want to say to him.
They all
listen.
Thank you for signing my autograph. I snuck into Fenway when I was like 8 years old and watched Red Sox batting practice. He came over to me. It was like the coolest thing in the world.
If Aaron Hernandez was still here, what would you tell him?
You should have had a fall guy. All right, Chris Carter's worth.
Last one, Zdeno Chara.
Chara's the fucking dude. Fight more. I saw he got in a fight a couple weeks ago. I wish, he's 7 foot tall on skates. Fucking fight as much. But dude, 2011 was all those years with the. He's one of dude. Fucking love Chara, dude. I love Chara.
Yeah, he's
dude.
Awesome to play with. Dude, in the NHL, just slap shot.
Dude, when
in.
He first came to the Bruins, I went to a game. It was a preseason game. It was like what 2000 fucking six or whatever. Dude, he fucking laid a guy out on a check where I was like, who? I'm like, this guy needs to be playing for the Patriots, right? He hit someone like Rodney Harrison did. And I was like, who the fuck is that?
Damn, Rodney Harrison. Giant. That's a throwback.
What'd you say to Paul Pierce if he had a chance?
I mean, I'll have the chance. So.
A cold game.
Yeah, good for fucking getting fired from ESPN. ESPN sucks, dude.
That was tight. That was fired. Really
cool. Smoke weed, hang out with strippers. I'll tell you this, Paul Pierce.
He rocks.
I'll buy the strippers next time.
No,
Paul
I'll
Pierce.
Buy. I want to buy. I guess I think he has his own weed launching, and I'm gonna be in California again in a couple months, so I want to buy some Paul Pierce marijuana. All
there's right. So many great
plug
Boston
the shit.
Sports figures.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Plug everything. We gotta go.
It's Ryan O'Toole on Instagram and yeah,
no apostrophe.
Yeah, it's Ryan O'Toole, no apostrophe. My fucking voice is dying. Ryan O'Toole podcast, Amazon Live. I sell shit on Amazon. I think that's just about it, right?
Dope,
nice.
All right, thank you. I love you guys. You guys are the best.
You're retarded.
Peace.